wasn't.
Okay.
Kobe.
So what?
One of the people who doesn't come to
Mishnah Amudian. I have Andy. Okay, fine. So, we're up to the double dots, right? Kama yoichal mina tevel v'chule. So how much should he eat from tevel and be chayev? Amar Rav Bibi, Amar Rav Shimon in Lakish. Machlek is bechita, aval bekemach divrei hakol kazais. So remember we had the machlek is between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim, right? Do you have to? What about if you eat 1 grain of wheat, right? So Chachamim said you're not chayev, and Rabbi Shimon said that you are chayev as kevir yasa, right? So the question. So they said the machlokes is true for a grain of wheat. Rabbi Shimon would say a chayev, a grain of wheat of tevel, right? And Chachamim would say a potter. But everybody agrees that once it's been ground up into flour, you need to have a kazayis. 1 grain of wheat ground up into flour will not be chayev. It's already not in the form in its original form. That's by, you know, any standard.
So the same as the ants.
Yes, that's a rule called birya. It's a rule in all three kashrus. Any iser which is in its original form, you can be chayev for less than a kazayis. For example, discussion about if you swallow a bird, that's less than a kazayis. Like a tiny bird that's less than a kazayis, so you'd be chayev for even the bez kibir yasa. I didn't say that was a normal thing to do. I didn't say that was a normal thing to do. I just said that it is a discussion.
Can I ask a question on this? So yes. You said yesterday about the ants, if you eat half a kazayis of one ant, you 5, 4, 5 cents of whatever milk was.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, does it mean if you eat one ant, or can you take like 10 ants, so like let's say 100 ants, and then make it into half a kazayis and charge that for you?
No. Well, as in, if you eat one full ant, it doesn't matter how big it is, you'll be chayev. Okay, or alternatively, a kazayis of ants crushed up into a ball.
Okay, fine. So like, that wouldn't give you 5 times 100?
No. Not if you do it all in one go.
So if you really like ants, it'll probably be more worth to crush them up.
You're a really, really odd person. Okay. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish kemachlokes b'zu kach machlokes b'zu. And Rabbi Yirmiyah disagreed. He said, no, they even disagree about wheat, right? Even if it's been ground, 1 grain of wheat has been about flour. Even if 1 grain of wheat has been ground up into flour, then Rabbi Shimon would be chayes. It would say, chayev according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Tznan. Amalem Rabbi Shimon yatam b'idim li b'eichel nemala kol shu shu chayev. So then we quote the Mishnah, right? Remember that Rabbi Shimon said, well, don't you agree that you're chayev for eating an ant? Right, even though it's less than a kazayis. Amrulayim ibn Eshi kibir yasa. So they said to him, because that's the way it was created, it's in its original form. Amrulahen afchita achas kibir yasa. So he says that Rabbi Shimon said, even that's also true about 1 grain of wheat. 1 grain of wheat is as it was originally created. Right? Amrulay, sorry. So it says, kem hichita in kemach loy. So this is a proof against Rabbi Yirmiyah, right? That's, he said, chita, a grain of wheat, but he didn't say flour, right? So clearly Rabbi Shimon holds that you'll be chayev for 1 grain of wheat, but not if it's ground up into flour. It's a proof against Rabbi Yirmiyah, right? And he says, l'divrihem k'amar lehu, l'didi afiluch kemach nami, ela l'didchu oiduli mihas, dechita achas kevir yasa. So Rabbi Yirmiyah will respond, no. Rabbi Shimon was saying this according to Chachamim. For Chachamim, who say that you're only chayev for a kazayis for something in its original form, for sure you'll disagree with me about flour, because it's not in its original form. But you should at least agree with me about a grain of wheat. But Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Shimon would have said, I hold that this is even true for a grain of wheat. For example, ground that was ground up into flour. Yeah? It's called Ledidchu, right? It's like the Gemara said that Rabbi Yirmiyah would say that when Rabbi Shimon said to Chachamim that one chita, 1 grain of wheat, is as it was created, he was saying according to them, according to their understanding, that you're chayev for something which is less than a kazayis if it's as it was originally created, if it's in its original form. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold by that requirement, and therefore he would say you're chayev even for flour, not just for a wheat in its original form. That's how Rabbi Yirmiyah would answer the kasha from the Mishnah.
Even what a flour? Kazayis?
No, let's everybody say a chayv for a kazayis of flour.
So even for like a grain crushed down?
I suppose, yeah. That's what it's saying. That's how Rabbi Yirmi understood Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so Virabanan, Brias, Neshama, Chashuva, Chita, Loi Chashuva. So, why, but in that case, why do Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Shimon? Right, so they disagree because they say Brias, a neshama, like the creation of a neshama, is chashuv. It's like significant. So a grain, one ant is significant. One grain of wheat, that's not significant, and therefore it's not subject to the prohibition of birya. Right? Okay? If you didn't totally understand that, then I can't really help you because I don't totally understand it either. You just have to take it. The wheat is tevel. Right? The wheat is an isra of tevel, meaning that trumas and maestros haven't been taken from it yet. Tanya Kaval said to Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shu Lamakos Leom Rukazais El Inyan Korban. There is a brisa which agrees with Rabbi Yirmiya, that Rabbi Shimon would actually say Yochai Malkos, even for less than a Kazais, but it says Rabbi Shimon says you get Malkos for any quantity. We only say the quantity of Kazais to be Mechayev a Korban, you know, where it's applicable. Right, but the quantity of Kazais is not relevant for the Inyan, for Malkos. Okay. Mishnah. Ha'echel Bikurim, Achele Karalem. Okay, so somebody who eats Bikurim before he brought them to Yerushalayim and said the parsha over them, right? Or he ate Kodshei Kodshim outside of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. Or he ate Kodshim Kalim outside of the Yerushalayim. Or he ate Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Or he broke a bone in a Korban Pesach, he gets Malkus. All of those are deraisa prohibitions, right? Aval, ha-moisir betahor v'ashever betame, eino lekarbaim. But if somebody left over a Korban Pesach until the morning, right, which is allah, it's prohibited, right? Or, alternatively, he broke a bone in a tamei Korban Pesach, then he would be potter, he would not get Malkus. It's not mutter, it's asim deraisa, but he would not get Malkus. Remember, we saw this discussion already, right? Somebody who takes the bird, egg from under a mother bird without shooing the bird away first, Rabbi Yehuda says he gets leike, and then he doesn't have to send away the mother bird. And come and say he says no, he sends away the mother bird, and he does not get malchus because the lava nitachlase. This is a general rule. This is a general rule. Any mitzvah, any prohibition, right, which has a kumase in it, you will not be chayav for it. So you know, you're not be chayav
malchus. It's now, but it's already discussed.
In the Gemara, yes. That happens sometimes. Okay. Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Zudivrei Rabbi Akiva. This is according to Rabbi Akiva says, Ima, Aval Chachamim Emrim, Bikurim Anacha Me'akeves Bohen, Kriya Ein Me'akeves Bohen. Okay, this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, right? Because Rabbi liked to record the stam of the Mishnah according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, right? But Chachamim say no. The most important part of Bikurim is actually placing them down in front of the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, not reading the Parsha. If you didn't read the Parsha, you would still fulfill the mitzvah b'di'evet. Therefore, it would be that you ate Bikurim before you placed them in front of the Kohen, not before you read it. V'leima zudivrei Rabbi V'leima, excuse me. Velemazu divrei Rabbi Shimon sesima. Akamashulan, Rabbi Kiva ke Rabbi Shimon svirale. So maybe we should have said this according to Rabbi Shimon, and the Gemara will explain that in a minute, right? It'll explain what it means. So no, we see that Rabbi Kiva agrees with Rabbi Shimon. My Rabbi Shimon, what's it talking about with Rabbi Shimon? This Tanya, as we say in a brisa, but Trumas Yadcha Elu Bekorim. So the pasuk says Trumas Yadcha. The pasuk is talking about Loisucha Lechol B'Sharecha Ma'aser Dagashcha V'Siyushcha V'Tzarecha Bekoriskan Bekarcha V'Tzeinecha V'Chol Nedarecha Sherti Dor V'Niz V'Tzechol Trumas Yadcha. A list of things that you're not meant to eat before taking them to Yerushalayim, right, or doing something else with them. So Trumas Yadcha, that's Bikurim. That's what we learn the pasuk from. Right, that's where we learned the Yisr from. Amarabi Shimon, Ma Bazel Amdeinu Imla Echon Chutz Lachayim Akal Vachayim Meister Akal. My Meister Akal Echon Chutz Lachayim Aleike Bikurim Leik Kol Shekein. So Rabbi Shimon says, what does this come teach us? If it was teaching us that you can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim, well, obviously come, because we see with Meiser Sheni that anybody is allowed to eat it. If you eat inside Yerushalayim, you get Malkus. So Bikurim, Kol Shekein, Kal V'Chomer, if a Kohen eats the Bikurim outside of Yerushalayim, he would be Chayev, or Yisrael eats it outside of Yerushalayim, because Yisrael is not allowed to eat at all. Right, there's more prohibitions in Bikurim. Alei ba'kasov, ela la'icham e'bikurim, ad she'loi kara aleihen, she'hu loike. No, the pasuk tells us, comes teach us that if you eat bikurim before you read the parasha over them, then you would be loike, right? So we see that Rabbi Shimon is also consistent with the dea in the Mishnah, right? V'nidvasecha zu toida ushlamim, and nidvasecha, the nedavos in the pasuk, which are toida ushlamim. And Rabbi Shimon, ma bazel amdeinu, what does this come teach us? If you were to eat them, if it was teaching you that it's aser to eat them outside of Yerushalayim, then we can learn a kal v'chomer from Meiser. Obviously, you're not allowed to eat them outside the chomer, right? Meiser, you don't have to bring as a korban to the Beit HaMikdash, you just have to bring to Yerushalayim to eat it. So obviously, toida and shlamim, which have to be brought as a korban to Beit HaMikdash, you would not be able to eat them outside of Yerushalayim. It just comes to teach us that like that you get malchus for eating toida and shlamim before you throw their blood on the mizbeach, right? Throwing the blood on the mizbeach creates the heter to eat them. That's the bechor, right? That's the bechor that you're meant to bring the bechor to your shlamim. Right? Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, Ma ba zel amdeinu. What did this come teach us? Im la'ichan kutz l'chayim akal v'chayim meiser. If it was coming to teach us that it's aser to eat them outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, then we could learn a kal v'chayim from meiser the same way as we already discussed. Im lifnei zrika kal v'chayim mitzayde ushlamim. If it was coming to teach us that you were to eat that you can't eat them before throwing the blood at the mizbeach, then we can learn a kal v'chomer from toido shlamim. Why? Because only the kohen can eat the bechor, but everybody can eat toido shlamim, right? Ha loy ba kasov el leichel mina bechor afil la'achar zrika shu loike. It comes to teach us that even if somebody who's not meant to eats from the bechor, eats on the meat of the bechor after zrikas adam, that he'll get malchus. Right, meaning if you're not one of the people, you're not a kohen, you can't eat it. If you do, you get malchus, even though the blood has already been thrown. Bekarcha v'tzeinecha, so you're of cows and your sheep. Zu chatas v'asham. That's talking about a chatas and an asham. So remember the difference between chatas and asham and the korbanos that have been mentioned so far is that chatas and asham are kodshei kodshim. Right, they have a higher level of kedusha. The ones that we mentioned, toida shlamim and bechoros, are kodshim kalim. Okay. Amr Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, "Ma ba'zel amdeinu." What does come to teach us? Im leichan chutzachayim akal v'chomer meiser. If it was coming to teach us that it's also to eat them outside Yerushalayim, we can learn a kal v'chomer from meiser. Im lifnei zrika kal v'chomer mitoydo shlamim. If it was coming to teach us that you could eat it before zrika sadam, before you throw in the blood at the mizbeach, then we can learn a kal v'chomer from toydo shlamim. Im la'akar zrika kal v'chomer mibechor. If we're talking about a non-kohen eating it after zrika sadam, then we can learn a kal v'chomer from bechor, because remember bechor is kodshim kalim, and these are kodshim kodshim. It comes to teach us that if you were to eat outside of the Beis HaMikdash, if a male Kohen were to eat from a Chatas or an Asham outside of Beis HaMikdash, he would get Malkus. Right? Meaning, you're allowed to eat it, it's the right time, but still you get Malkus if you eat it in the wrong place. Right? In Yerushalayim, but outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Nedarecha zu eila. Nedarecha, so the word nedarecha in the pasuk is called, referring to an eila. I remember Shimon, ma ba'zel amdeinu. Rabbi Shimon says, what does this come to teach us? Im la'ichon chutz l'chayma kavachayim meiser. If it was to teach them outside of Yerushalayim, kavachayim from meiser. Im lifnei zrika kavachayim mitoido shlamim. If it was coming to teach you not allowed to eat it before zrika sadam, then kavachayim from toido shlamim. Im la'achar zrika kavachayim b'bechor. If we're talking about somebody eating it after zrika sadam, it's from Bechor. Im chutz l'chayim kal v'chomer michatas. Chatas v'asham. If we're talking about eating it outside the Beis HaMikdash, then we can learn a kal v'chomer for chatas v'asham. Why? Because who's allowed to eat it? Nobody. It's entirely burnt. Haloi ba hakasov ela le'eichel mina ela le'achar zricha afilu b'fnim shahu loike. It's like somebody who eats it even in the Beit HaMikdash, meaning somebody who eats an ela at all.
Wow, it's like such a build up of
Yep. Okay, fine. We will stop for today. Yes.